today on Your Selling a Home with Silas and Stein, I am talking about the appraisal.
Selling a home, I got something to say. Call Silas Lindenstein today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Selling a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Welcome. Today, I am talking about the appraisal. Welcome to the show. If this is your first time listening, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I'm a real estate agent in the Seattle, Washington area. But if you're not in Seattle, that's okay. This podcast is still for you. It's about educating sellers around the United States on the process of selling a home, best practices, and all that. And if you are looking to sell a home in your area, you can always, whether you're in the Seattle, Washington area or outside, I do have connections all over the United States. So if you need to get connected to a solid, trustworthy, and good person of an agent to help sell your home, email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com and I will hook you up. I can hook you up with an agent in your area. So let's do that. Anyway, let's get on with this. These are early episodes and we are guiding in on the first steps that you must know in selling a home, the parts that everybody has to deal with. And a big one is the appraisal. I always think of appraisal as the last big hurdle because we've negotiated now that we've negotiated the price and the offer. We negotiated the inspection, gave a little, took a little. And now we're coming down to talking to the bank about numbers and making sure the money's right. What is an appraisal? An appraisal is a third party's opinion on price, deciding whether the price for the house is appropriate. It's telling the bank, yeah, bank, your money is safe. This house is worth as much as the contract. Here's what it's trying to prevent. It's trying to prevent the bank from loaning $500,000 to somebody to buy a house that is only worth $200,000. Besides the shenanigans, the potential crookedness that could be happening on that case, they just don't want, if you stop paying, if the person stops, the buyer stops paying for the house, can they seize it and sell it for as much as they loaned? That's essentially what they want. And that's why interest rates are affected by price and all that, how much it's worth. So what's happened is somebody has put an offer on your house and you've accepted it, right? And let's just say $500,000. Because just to make it clear, it's some people I'm talking to right now, you're like, $500,000 gets me like a box in the middle of the street. But some of you, $500,000 gets you a nice house somewhere. Not in the major cities, probably. No, just kidding. You know what I mean? Even in the Seattle, Washington area where I'm, which is really expensive, $500,000, if you're willing to drive out away from the suburbs, into the suburbs and such, you know, maybe get a decent place, get some land or something. So $500,000 is the house. So after you've cleared inspection, the bank is going to send out this appraiser who's going to come. And here's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to come measure your house, measure the inside rooms. They're supposed to take notes and pictures on everything, and they're supposed to go look at three different homes, get three different comparable homes to say, here are homes within the last 6 months that sold that are similar to this house. And besides that, besides being similar, they're also located within like a quarter mile. Now, maybe they'll go a half mile if they can't find anything there. But they don't want to go too far because it starts makes it hard to compare how much a house is worth. Because as far as the bank's concerned, like, yeah, you and your buyer might have decided on $500,000, but if you sold way over that, like over the what other things are going for, the bank's not going to feel secure. So they might come back and say it's only worth $475,000. And so that's how much they're willing to loan on. And that's when it becomes a sticking point for the sellers and the buyers. Now, if a, ideally, and what happens, I feel like 95% of the time, they go out, you're under contract for 500, they try to find homes to justify that, and they come back and they say, oh yeah, it's at value. That's how much it's worth, 500,000. So it's perfect. That's most of the world and moves on. But sometimes it comes under. At that point, the buyer has options now. This is a time that the buyer can get out of the deal. They can be like, well, I was buying a house because it was 500,000. This is not worth 500,000. So I'm out and I can withdraw. I'd say that rarely happens though. They don't want to leave. What's most likely going to happen first, they're going to try to get you as the seller to lower your price. They're going to say your house is not worth as much. And here is proof from the bank. So you need to lower the price. Now, you as a seller, usually in most contracts, you can appeal that price. Sometimes it's appealing directly to that appraiser. Like I've seen cases where the appraiser went off of data about other homes that were not accurate, like the square footage was wrong, right? And so if that's the case, then maybe they'll just amend it once they're given notice, right? Given proof that there are things they didn't consider or had wrong information. Or sometimes the seller can pay for a third party independent appraiser to come in and get a second opinion. Will the bank accept that? Sometimes. Sometimes they will. Look, everybody involved wants to make the deal happen. So if they can, they will. But sometimes by policy, they won't, right? What happens most of the time, and I'm not saying your buyer can be in the position, sometimes your buyers are using all their money that they have right now. A lot of times we'll ask people to split the difference. So we ask the, hey, buyer, we're $25,000 short on this appraisal. Can you bring in an extra $12,500 that would have to be like probably cash in some way? And sometimes it's just changing around some of the financing terms, less of a down payment, they raise it, whatever, and have the seller go down $12,500, right? Split the middle. They often say like a good deal is when both parties feel a little bit hurt by it, then you know you've had a good negotiation. You're both not happy, but you're both a little bit happy that it's going to keep going forward. That's what I see happen most of the time. What I warn the sellers, though, is sometimes, yeah, like I just said, they don't, the buyer's using all their cash. And if they walk away at this point, what you have to concern yourself with is you'd have to put this house back on the market and it failed appraisal. And one appraiser already said this is worth less. So are you going to put it back up on the same amount when you've already lost the deal because the banks say no? This is one of the reasons that we say the highest offer isn't necessarily the best offer. Sometimes people waive appraisal and they're willing to bring in money, or they do things called appraisal gaps. They'll put in a $10,000 appraisal gap and say, you know what? If this appraises for up to $10,000 less than we have in contract, I will bring that in cash. I'll make up for it. And so you still get that money if it's anywhere up to $10,000. But if it comes in at $480,000 and it's $20,000 under, you have pre-negotiated that if it's 10 low, you'll take that 10, but you'll sell it for whatever that appraiser said, that you're not going to negotiate further on it. That's what some contracts say. It's going to vary state by state. Got to look at it. Look at your contract and what it says. And of course, your contract is going to have, it's going to have an addendum about the appraisal, and it's going to tell you how many days you have to contest an appraisal and what you get to see. Now the appraisal belongs to the buyer. A lot of times sellers want to know, well, how much did it appraise for? And it's always at value. But the wording banks will use, they'll say, oh, it met value. Sometimes it appraised higher, like 515. The seller that is A seller that's grasping for too much will somehow find out that it appraised for higher and then be mad and be like, well, I want more money. I should have got 515. And be like, look, you're getting the price you were happy with. So let's let it go there. The other person is going to get $15,000 of equity. That's okay. Right off. It doesn't affect you. And you don't know why they came up with that price, but ultimately you settle on the price you settled and you should be happy with that, right? It's one reason they try not to share and they don't have to. Nobody ever has to tell the seller how much the actual appraisal was for. That is private business for the buyer. And the buyer can share it with their agent if they want. But in fact, I encourage, like, hey, if they feel good about it, and anytime the buyer feels like they got a good deal, like, things run a lot smoother. The buyer is invested to make sure it gets to closing. So you always want them to feel like they got a good deal. If you feel like, if the buyers feel like you're just trying to squeeze them of every penny, those are the buyers that more often, when they have an opportunity to get out of the sale, they will. And so you just don't want to be like that. There is a way to sell, make money, but also lead this from a place of goodwill and kindness, right? They don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can turn a good profit, but still accept this process of selling a home with kindness and grace, and we can make it as stress-free as possible. It is stressful on all parties. Every party is stressed out about this. So what can we do to minimize stress? Always think about that. And appraisals for me is the last big stress factor, because once we get past that, usually we're a smooth sale to closing. After this, we just have to get, the lender has to give their final approval. They get the number that they can fill in. This is how much it appraised for. It goes off for final underwriting. So every time I pass the appraisal and I hear it met, I'm like, this thing feels as good as done. It is not done, but it feels that way. There will be other things that could potentially come up, and we'll talk about those in another episode. But right now, we got through appraisal. Congratulations. So that's going to be it. It's a short episode as we talk about appraisal. Thank you for listening. Please, if you want to keep hearing about the process of selling a home, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you can be alerted when a new episode drops. Until next time, thank you for listening, and thank you for selling your home with Silas Lindenstein.
Selling a home, I got something to say. Call Silas Lindenstein today. If you need some advice, the real estate guy, he got the answers, and I'm talking precise. Learning everything you need to know.